My name is Dr. Wayne Dyer, and I wrote the foreword to this wonderful book. I have been deeply and profoundly touched by the contents of this book, and even more so by my personal relationship with Anita Moorjani, who came into my life through a series of divinely orchestrated coincidences. For more than 4 years, an advancing cancer brought Anita to death's doorstep, inside the house of death itself, way beyond the doorway and the entrance hall, if you will. Anita has described it all in great detail in this soul-searching book. I encourage you to read it very carefully and thoughtfully, with a mind that's open to having many of your cherished beliefs challenged, especially about what lies beyond this world in what's often called the hereafter. Surrounded by loved ones and a medical team anticipating her last breath at any moment, Anita lay in a deep coma. Yet she was given the opportunity to return to her cancer-ravaged body, defying all odds, and experience incredible healing through the vehicle of unconditional love. More than this, she was allowed to return from the chamber of death and report to all of us what life on the other side of this corporeal world looks like, and of even more significance, feels like. This is a love story, a big, unconditional love story that will give you a renewed sense of who you truly are, why you're here, and how you can transcend any fear and self-rejection that defines your life. Anita speaks with uncommon candor about her cancer, explaining why she believes she had to go down this treacherous road in her life, why she feels she was healed, and why she returned. And make no mistake about it, her life's mission is in a very big way reflected in the fact that you're about to read her report of this experience, and that I am so involved in helping to get this crucial message out to the world. What Anita discovered during her 24-hour coma, when she passed through the doorway into the other realm, is remarkably aligned with all that I've been receiving in inspired moments of writing and speaking. It's clear to both of us that divine intervention took over and moved the pieces around in such a way that this woman, living on the other side of the world, in a culture quite dissimilar from my own, was escorted into my awareness and my physical life. I first heard of Anita when I received a copy of her near-death experience, an NDE, an interview with a woman in New York named Mira Kelly, who later became a friend and did a past life regression on me, which is published in my book, Wishes Fulfilled. After one reading of Anita's NDE report, I felt irresistibly called to do all that I could within my limited power to get her compelling message out to the world. I called Reed Tracy, the president of Hay House, and urged him to find Anita Moorjani and ask her to write a book detailing her experience in depth. I added that I would be pleased, no, honored, to write the foreword to her book if she was willing to move ahead with it. Through a series of wonderful synchronicities, including Anita calling from Hong Kong into my weekly radio show on HayHouseRadio.com, and my interviewing her for the entire planet to hear, we connected on both a professional and a personal level. Anita spoke of the sense that we're all pure love. We're not only connected to everyone else and to God, but at a deeper level, we all are God. We've allowed our fears and our egos to edge God out of our lives, which has much to do with all of the disease, not only in our bodies, but in our world as well. She spoke of learning to treasure our magnificence and live as beings of light and love, and of the healing properties inherent in such a mindset. Anita described actually experiencing the absence of time and space and feeling for the first time the wonder of knowing that oneness isn't an intellectual concept, but that truly everything is happening at once. She recounted being bathed in an aura of pure, blissful love and how such a feeling has unlimited potential for healing. She learned firsthand the true meaning of the words of Jesus that with God, all things are possible, and that leaves nothing out, including healing the past. Anita discovered in person what I'd been writing about so extensively in Wishes Fulfilled, that in the true presence of the God realized, the laws of the material, including the medical world, do not apply. I had to meet this woman. Beginning with our phone conversations, I started to feel directly the spiritual essence of Anita and her message of hope as a replacement for fear. I invited her to not only write this book, but also to appear with me on public television and tell her story of love, hope, and healing to the entire world. I sent Anita's NDE interview to my mother, who's 95 years old and resides in an assisted living center, My mom sees death quite frequently, since many of her new friends of advanced age simply pass away in their sleep and are gone from her experience forever. I've had many conversations with her about her thoughts on the great mystery called death. That's the destiny of all living things. All that materializes, dematerializes. We know this intellectually, yet what awaits us is still the great mystery. After reading Anita's NDE report, my mother said that a wave of peace overtook her and replaced the fear, anxiety, and stress of what the great unknown brings. In fact, everyone who read of Anita's near-death experience, including my own children, felt that they had a new lease on life and vowed to me to always, above all else, love themselves, to treasure their magnificence, and to banish all potential disease-producing thoughts from their daily lives. While I'd been writing about these ideas, Anita had brought it all home in the world of experience. Anita was able to heal her body and told me on many occasions that she felt she came back to teach this simple but powerful lesson, which could not only heal you, but transform our world as well. And this, I know, is why God brought Anita and me together. I've always felt that it was my dharma to teach people about their own divinity and know that the highest place within them is God. We are not these bodies. We're neither our accomplishments nor our possessions. We are all one with the source of all being, which is God. While I was writing all of this in Wishes Fulfilled, Anita Moorjani came into my life as if to place an exclamation point on all that I was receiving in my automatic writing. She lived it and said it so beautifully, and now you're blessed to be able to read and apply all that Anita came to know in her furious bout with advanced cancer and her tranquil journey back through the direct experience of divine healing. I'm honored to play a small role in bringing this hopeful message of love as the ultimate healing. May you take Anita's words and become an instrument of removing any and all disease from your body, your relationships, your country, and our world. As Elizabeth Barrett Browning once observed poetically, "Earth's crammed with heaven, and every common bush afire with God. Indeed, healing and heaven on earth are yours for the loving." Enjoy Anita's wonderful, wonderful book. I love it, and I love her.